We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Hei Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah, the last few words of Daf Kuf Chof Dalet, Amad Bey. Zok the Mishnah, Kul Yis Hameis, V'Kul Yis HaMekadoshim. So we're talking about here a bone, a thigh bone, it has marrow in it. So the halach is that Aver of a mace, or Etzem of a mace really, a bone of a mace, is Metamakis Aira, the size of a barley, B'mag of a Masa, not Ba'oil. A basar hameis is metama magil masa and oil. So here kulyas hameis, no matter what, is metama because it's a bone. A bone, if you touch it, you're metama. The kulyas hamekadoshim also is metama. That's midrabanan that they made gzeira that pigel noiser are metama esidayim because they didn't want the kahanim to make something pigel. That one thing they're scared of is tuma. They don't become tummy. They're disqualified. So therefore, we made the bones tameh and the behemoth tameh in this way. If he ever does pigel nicer, they become tameh, so that will make them more careful. So,
oil.
So it says, kulyas hameis, v'kulyas hakadoshim, hanogeya behem, if you touch it, bein stumim, bein nekuvim tameh. Like we said, by a bone is tameh mago masa, not oil. And kulyas hakadoshim also is tumim negeya, hanogeya behem, it's loshon hanogeya behem, bein stumim, bein nekuvim tameh. And the chiddush here is, even though you didn't touch actually the marrow, you didn't touch the basa. Marrow is considered the edible part, and that's the it's called a mayach, and that is basar, but you only touch the bone here. Still, like by mace, a bone is metameh, and by makdashim also, we're saying that the bone is metameh, it's a dinder abana. But, so therefore, staif as a whole, or if it's not a whole, it's tameh. But nevela is different, and a sheretz. Kulyas nevela, kulyas sheretz, even though those nevelas are metameh, but only the basar is metama. Etzem is not metama. So usually we had in the first Mishnah that the etzem could be metama sometimes when it's a shomer. When it's a shomer, we had a brisa subsequently there in the Gemara that if something's a shomer, then it could become tama just by touching the bone. But here it's only a shomer if it has a hole in it. Kulyas the veil, kulyas the sheretz, and again behem stumim tahirim nekuvim kolshu. The smallest hole, even now if you touch the bone, metama. B'maga. Yemtam b'maga. What's the reason? So Rashi explains that nevela ain't atzmas atameim. The atzmas and atameim. The chesed of lost all about atzmas. Bechein sharetz. Hilchach stumim tayim. If it's completely closed, it's tar. Af motam b'masa. V'kolshke b'maga. The actual you can't touch it. Freik Rashi. V'af agav the shomer machnes amoytzi tuma. Hanimila v'davisha efsha li gav atuma atzma. It's only possible to have a shomer if you could touch the tuma itself. It's still tummy. If you can't touch the tummy itself, so here, if it has the smallest hole, even the size of a hair, but I can technically stick a hair in and touch it, so it's possible to be touched, then there's a tumma atz shomer. So it says, in the ratio, the case of kulyas hameis and kulyas hamekadoshim, there, even if it's stumim, it's the bone itself is matama. But nevela and sheretz dafka, if it's possible to touch the mayach, is it a tami al shomer? So kulyas nevela, kulyas sheretz, and they gave him stumim is tayer. Mekuvim kolshu is matama. B'maga. B'nayim shaf masa. Once it's a tumas maga, heinu masa as well. That goes hand in hand. Tam leimar hanegeya v'hanoy. See, hashu balachal maga, balachal masa. Something that has maga has masa. If it doesn't come l'chal maga, it doesn't become l'chal masa. And truth is that this din l'chayr sounds like Rabbi Akiva. We had it on Kuchav Dalam Beis and Machloikas there with Kiva and Rishmol, and this is Rabbi Akiva's lashon. So this sounds like Rabbi Akiva. There is actually a tzad that Rishmol holds of this part way. I in the Gemara before of Avya's Shaila, but Pashas, this is a stam mission like Rabbi Akiva, or maybe Ulai if you're Rabbi Shmol, according to Rav Avya, who has a suffix where Rabbi Shmol holds. But if it's two things that totally zavizet. I and Shum on the Gemara Kofetal on my base. So the Gemara Vait. Okay, so now we have our Mishnah. We're going to handle Be'ikah, the first part, the first part of the Mishnah, which has three chalakim, has three things. It has mace, mukdashim, and then sheretz and avela, one category. That was saying that if you touch the bone, stumim, by mace, there it's tamei. Masha'inkein, by sheretz, it needs a hole. So now, when I handle, what's this kulyas hameis? Negeya in avamahaloi. It's mashma, when I touch this kulyas hameis, only if I touch it is it become tummy. But oil on this etzem is not tummy. Now why not? L'chaira, if this etzem has basar on it, a basar mace, kazayis basar mace is matam oil. And a kazayis mayach is also matam oil. So what's going on? It's more, mamish analyzes piece by piece. Negeya in avamahaloi. Hechidami. Idi kazayis basar. If it has a kazayis basar on this etzem, so then, let it be tummy in the oil. And it says only negeya. It says lashon negeya. So the Gemara like Kazayis Basa. There's no Kazayis Basa on this bone. It goes weiter. Read the Kazayis Mayach Bifnim. If there's a Kazayis of marrow inside the bone, so then I can tell me the bone covers it. The halacha is, if you have a piece of a mace, Basa mace, and it's wrapped with a wrapping, then it goes right up the tumah. The only time the tumah will stay in the wrapping is if there's a tefach space called halal tefach, a hollow space of a tefach between the mace and the wrapping. Like, for example, and when they bury someone, they always leave a halal tefach. This way, it shouldn't go straight up the tumah. So they leave a halal tefach. So here, if there's a kazayis mayach inside the bone, there's obviously no halal tefach. It's very tight, the bone around the mayach. So then it should be time boil also. If it's bus on the outside, it's Matamis. So no, there's no bus on the outside. But there's bus on the inside. The tumah goes up straight and goes straight up when there's no halal. Tumah bekas vayla boil, namil tamah. It should be tamah boil also. So I'm going to let kazayis mayach b'fnim. There is no kazayis mayach b'fnim. The Gemara has another kasha. V'mayach b'fnim mala arucha mibachutz, eivim al yuhu boil namil tamah. The Gemara has a new kasha. And Rashi explains like this, that since when it was alive, things could regenerate itself. There's a machlekes in the Gemara here. If there's a bone that's hollow, Fi Rashi, machlekes in the Gemara is like this. You have a bone that's hollow when it's alive, so one man yama holds that it could regenerate itself, that it could turn into mayach and then grow basa on this bone. Once you have a bone, the mayach could grow back inside and then grow basa on top of it. So therefore, every bone should technically be considered like a ke'ilu, it's a eva with bas on it. Why? Because it get better. So the mark this, v'mayach b'fnim, ma'al arucha mechutz, if mayach inside, it's ma'al arucha mechutz, eva ma'al yu ba'al na'am le'tamash, b'tam ba'al also. And like Rashi explains, v'yikasavar, because in the Gemara it doesn't say anything about being hollow, but look Rashi, v'yikasavar mayach b'fnim, ma'al arucha le'basal mechutz, afagav leka mayach, since it's attached to a live being, soif hamoyach lovay, the marrow will come. Shere pa'amim shamoyach kuli kala v'chayzer kuli moyach gadol and still comes back v'chayzer v'idei moyach gadol abasa ma'ala. So then the Mars kashas and came v'loy basa v'loy moyach kashav ever koletzim chalot v'kseder ever. So that's Mars kashas. Consider like mamash ever with basa on it.
Huh?
Right, but we look at this bone, anything that could regenerate itself has a din of an aver, and an aver, there's no shear. If there's an aver hames in an oil, it's a time of oil, an aver hames. Even if it's less than a kazayas, because aver is a chash of a thing, and here aver means something that has basa on it. That's an aver, a full limb, like a full hand. He's saying here, if you have this bone, since it could regenerate, so then it has a chashivus. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's tarets is, he agrees to that. The Gemara's answers, Zoyse meres, Am Rav Yudah Barei Dar V'chiyah, Zoyse meres, Mayach v'nim, Einim ala ruch v'chotz. It doesn't work. This man the Yama holds that Mayach v'nim does not regenerate basa on the outside, and therefore it cannot be considered an aver. So the bottom line is, we just went step by step. It doesn't have basa, doesn't have mayach, and we hold, it doesn't regenerate itself. So that's why it says, daf kana geh, very good shmah. So to Gemara, p'maya kimtos, what is that sign, this Mishnah? The leka kazayis, there's no kazayis here. But you have a big problem then. Yochi, mekdoshim, amay metameh. So why by mekdoshim is it tameh? The chayra by mekdoshim, we spoke out that we didn't speak out clear what Mekdashim is. We said it's a Derabban Negadin. But how does that work? So Pashto works that the Atzamos are like a Shimush for the Noiser. There's no Noiser on Atzamos. There's only Noiser on Basar or Mayach. So the reason why the whole bone is also is Tomei by Mekdashim is because it's been Mishamish the Noiser. But if Tomei is no Kazayis, so how could the bone be Tomei by Mekdashim? You're right, there's a din of negia by a bone, but it's only if the bone is b'shamas the noiser. But here, if there is no mayach, we're saying there's no mayach here, so where's the noiser over here? There is no noiser here. Yachim v'kdash v'ayim v'tamim. V'su, by nevel also the problem. Kudus nevelu, kudus shara, it says kinikfu, it says when there's a hole in it, it's v'tamim. V'ayim v'tamim, you don't have a kazayis. You need a kazayis basar in order to make something into a shayim, you need a kazayis basar. So, like Rashi says, they ain't shomer mistar from tumah chamura. The shomer's not mistar. You need a shear kazayis. You have a shear kazayis. Nothing to start. There's no tumah. So what's you tell me the mishnah to add a kazayis basa? If there's no kazayis basa, no kazayis mayach. You don't understand the rest of the mishnah. Good, you understand mace. Nothing else you understand, because meis has din that the etzem itself is matame. But everything else has to come on to a basar. If there's no basar kazayis here, so we don't start. The mishnah is very shver. Mekudosh and shver is shver. So we're holy kasha. Reisha d'lek kazayis. Kulius hameis is no kazayis basar or kazayis mayach. Mashainkein mekudoshim and nevelos talking about with a kazayis. Says holy kasha. Reisha d'lek kazayis. Sefer the kazayis. So when is my kamash v'lon? Then what's the chiddush? If the reisha. The race is no kazayis, that is a kazayis, so what exactly is our mishnah teaching us? Marzal, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Mili mili kamashvlon. Everything has a separate chiddush. Reisha kamashvlon, the mayach mefrim eni mala rucha mechutz. The reisha of the chiddush is that there's no kazayis here, and you don't say that it regenerates itself. That's the chiddush. And therefore, it's no tumas oil, only tumas maga. Mukadosh my kamashvlon, if it's a kazayis, what's the chiddush? Mukadosh my kamashvlon, shimish nois milsi, the chiddush is that the bone is metame. That the shimish of noiser is milsi, that's the chiddush of, like Rashi explains, milsi, kenois atzma, vitsha chashmina dahachiu, kedrav mori, mishum de psachim loitanan, ela pigal va noiser, just as pigal va noiser itself. Ava shimusha loitanan. Vashmina nemstisim, that because mishamish, the kazayis, noiser is metame. So that's the chiddush. And even for stuma, so it's not really, it's better than a shimer. Because Shemir said it has to have a hole in it. Here, don't do Shemir. It's then Meshamech, the Noiser, is Tomei. It's Chiddush. The Etzem is Tomei als Noiser, even though you're not actually touching the Noiser. That's the Chiddush of the second case. And what's the Chiddush of the third case? So where it says, let's finish reading inside. Since it became a base, L'dava Asa. It became, it's Meshamish to the Dava Asa. Nevela, what's the Chiddush there? Afagav the Kazayis, even though there's a Kazayis and Mayach inside, and you would say it should be a Shomer, still no. Nikva in, loy nikva loy. Only if as a whole is only possible to touch, a possible touch is a Shomer. That's a Chiddush talk. We didn't know it until today. That it's only called a Shomer if it's possible to touch the Etzem Tumah. But if not, it wouldn't be called a Shomer, so that's a Chiddush. Each thing has a Chiddush. It's Kavaldik. The first chiddush is that not mala arucha, because not the one kazayis. The second two cases are kazayis. So kachim, the chiddush is that the etzem is meshamish to noizer, and therefore the etzem itself comes tamei. And the veilah and sharis, the chiddush is that in order to be a shomer, it has to be nekuvim and not stumim. It has to be able to be touched, even a mashu, but it has to be able to be touched a little bit. That's one pshat in our mishnah. Abaye comes with a second pshat, but it's very similar. It says basically the same pshat. It just changes the first case a little bit. Abaye amal lo'olam moyach mevefrim mala arucha mechutz. He says, really, a bone regenerates itself. There's just an ratio. The kasha is then it should be a tam va'oil because it's considered like an aver now. You sliced the aver. If you slice the aver, then it stops it from regenerating. If you sliced it to the length, it's tame. Why? Because it could still regenerate itself. Because everything is still attached. You just have a slice down the middle going through the length. But the rachva on the width, it breaks off it can't let it go from one side to the other side. And therefore, tahira, it is tahira. Because nothing can go from one side to the other side because it's cut down the middle. It's a hefsek. There's a split. V'simonech, and simon is a dikla. A dekel tree, if you slice the dekel tree from top to bottom, it won't dry out. Because it's still allowing the sraf, any of the juices to go up and down. Masha'inkin, if you slice it across the rachvai, then you cut off all circulation, so then the taco will die by a dekel. Here also, the case was you cut the bone, it stopped the circulation, so therefore won't be able to regenerate itself. So Abai says, and the second two cases, the same thing, that was Kazayas and Chish's Nevela Shishimshu, and it's a shimshu noiser, and by nevela chesh is nikfu and lichem roi. Same thing. Just the reisha was talking about ara kazayis, but we didn't want to say that it's not mala rucha. We say it betzim does regenerate itself. Here's a special reason, a special case that you were shafa, you caught it. Shashifa, you caught it. The chiddush is that shifa works. That shifa does something. That's the chiddush. The chiddush that shifa. No kazayis. But he holds mala rucha. He holds mala rucha. He holds mala rucha. Yeah, the limb.
You cut
a whole limb. You scrape part. Oh, the chiddush is that shifa. No, it's not scraped. You cut it. The chiddush is that cutting it stops the circulation. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. You have a whole memory that depends which direction. That's the chiddush. The Rashi speaks out. Mastisim b'shus shofa nosor magal v'sakin suli mala rucha. It still does not mala rucha, and that's the chiddush that since that here, it's only if it's this way. If the other way, taka will be tame only if it's a shifa. It's got missing in the Mishnah. You don't see in the Mishnah, but that's the halacha. Saying Rashi speaks out, Tais speaks out what I'm saying that the chiddush is. Look at Tais Devar's Hacha. I can see much, but I'll read Tais Hacha anyway, just to make it clear. Hacha Ma'as Kim Shiva, like Tais Vis, because it talks to your question at the end of Tais Vis. He's the Suloi Maila Arucha, because he caught it. The Hilkach, Kivin Lek Zayas Moyach, Lemetan Boyle, the Lek Ashir. The Loyavan Ami Avis, what's not an Avis, because it can't regenerate itself. The Ashmi Enon, the Shifa, Enemetan Boyle. The Chiddush is that Shifa, not Boyle. The Chiddush is that cutting, Enemetan Boyle. Okay, to you it's not Shifa Chiddush, but that's the Chiddush. That's the chiddush. I didn't know that yet. I didn't know Tois or Gemara anything about Shifa. So to me it was a chiddush. Zalta Gemara. Third mahalach in our Mishnah is be like this. This will be a little bit different. Rav Yechon Amal Oilam De'ika Kezayis. He holds the Ikazayis and he happens to hold also Mayach Efrim Ma'ala Rucha Mechutz. Seems like that's the going way, the going, you know, Shita, that you want it to be able to Ma'ala Rucha Mechutz. The first Pshat in the Gemara had to say not because he had a problem. But here, Rav Yechon saying, we're talking about Kezayis, and it really does grow back, and it is matan b'oil. So why did Mishnah say that? The Rav Yechon, my negay dektani mahal. You know what negay means? Negay means mahal, and it's more than just a lashon. He holds that oil is really a form of negiyah, because how does oil work? He holds oil works is the whole house becomes full of toma. So I'm touching the toma. So really, negay means mahal, same thing. So Yechonami, kol yisamei says tame b'oil. It's tame b'oil. Staka, and that's the chiddush also. It's a regmar di chiddush that negeya is mal, and we'll see what's a negeya that it has a certain chiddushim. We'll see what it is. Yeah. So the Gemara, I'm saying you have to say negeya means everything. It doesn't only mean oil. Obviously, negeya means everything because kol yisam kedushim avada. There's no such thing as oil there. There means taka negeya mamish. But here, whatever negeya means mal. When I give a mace, it means includes oil as well. And we'll see, he's going to bring a riot to himself that negeya and oil are the same thing. There's no two type of things. One's called oil and tumas oil and tumas negeya, it's the same thing. We'll see in a second, he's going to bring a riot to himself. Just to finish up what he's saying, because we have a kash on him. So Rechon says, Lo'elam did kazaitz, O'moyach v'mayal arucha v'chotz. So my negeya toni mal, b'moyach v'mayal arucha v'chotz. Rechon says, kash of you, if you hold that it regenerates itself, so kulius tavel kulius sheretz, ki lo'y nikvu without a hole, amay tahirim. L'chayra, it's an aver that regenerates basa. So it's ki'ilu is basa here. So if it's basa here, so if I touch it, it should become tame. The whole reason why we say it's not tame is because it's not an aver, it's a bone. And a bone has to be also shomer. But now that you're saying that it really regenerates itself, so it has a din of an aver with basa on it, so it should be tame, also regenerating himself. That's what it should be tame. So why is koi zavela kistumim when it's loy nikvu? Why is it tirem? There's a little bit moyach over here inside the bone, and it's yovesh and it's nekar. It's not in one place. So gabi meis tuma bekas v'oila. By meis lemais, you have a kazayis of basar inside the bone that goes out of the bone because there's no halal tefach, and therefore it's time boil. Kim meskashkesh. Guy makes tumah b'kas v'ayla. Nevela, no. Give him skashesh who nikveh and loynik v'loy. Since it's skashesh, it won't regenerate itself, and therefore it has to be nikva. Therefore it has to be nikva. Now, it's a little bit stress. So let's almost speak out of kash. Very important kash. Rashi says, "Hamaskashesh yovish v'nekam sechol dehulei ma'ila arucha." So very geshmak. We're saying like this, that it has a kazayis. We said it has a kazayis. It's b'tam b'oil. The question is that if it has a kazayis mayach, so why doesn't it regenerate itself? And then by a nevela, even by stumim, it should be tamei because it's considered aver. The answer is because it's a moyach hameskashkesh. It's not going to grow back. The kasha is, Rashi said before, that even an empty bone can regenerate itself. So here, it has stuff in it. It's worse than empty bone. So it's like the Rishonim, and therefore the Argon Rashi. But the other Achronim answer, that Shteita on Rashi, that I think it's the Siddur Tyra says it, that's from the Zina Rebbe, he tain is that Shteta Rashi that empty is better than Yavish. A Yavish Mayach won't regenerate itself. Mashenkin, if it's empty, it's better. Let's state in the Sefer Sidri Tyrus from the Radzina Rebbe. Akaponim, that's what we're holding right now. We have a bunch of Pshatim. And right now, we ended off right now in this Chelik is. Rabbi Yechon holds oil is called Negeah. And we said it's more than just a word, it's a Lashon, it's a Lamdas. That oil is considered Negeah. And we'll see next Gemara, we'll discuss this Shiloh of Negeah by oil.